Tranquilo, tranquilo, tranquilo. Connecting to the awesome God. Connecting to the awesome God. In Jeremiah chapter 32, Jeremiah chapter 32, verse 17. Our Lord God, behold, thou hast made the heavens and the earth by thy great power and stretched out arm, and there is nothing too hard for thee. Let's read that together. Our Lord God, behold, thou hast made the heavens and the earth by thy great power and stretched out arm, and there is nothing too hard for thee. That is the title of one of our best praise and worship songs. Our Lord God, thou hast made heavens and earth by thy great power. In Luke chapter 18, verse 27. Luke 18, 27. It says, and it said, the things which are impossible with man are possible with God. The things which are impossible with man are possible with God. Listen carefully, beloved. And as you listen to this message, the power of God will begin to move in your body, soul, and spirit. And the glory of God will begin to overshadow your life as you listen to this message. Even as this message is going on, the healing virtue of God will be flowing from person to person. As the message goes on, the healing virtue of God will flow from person to person. God is a spirit. God is the only one of Israel. God is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. God is the God of visions, God of dreams, and God of angelic visitation. There is a woman right now at our headquarters. She was a prostitute before she gave her life to Jesus. And during that time, she had cancer of the womb, and the womb was removed. But all of a sudden, as she continued to worship the Lord, someone approached her for marriage. She tried to discourage the brother, but the brother said, God said, you are my wife. So they got married. The pregnancy of this sister was what converted the surgeon who removed her womb. God is still in the business of doing the impossible. I ask you once again, do you really know the awesomeness of our God? Do you know the ability of our God? God covered the dry lands with sea in his anger in Noah's day. He removed the sea and made dry land in deliverance in Moses' day. He covered the dry land with sea in his anger in the days of Noah, and now removed the sea and made dry land in deliverance in Moses' days. I ask you once again, do you really know the awesomeness and the ability of our God? From heaven, God sent rain. From heaven, God has sent fire. From heaven, God has sent wild wind. From heaven, God has sent bread. From rock, God brought waters. From wood, God brought snakes. From darkness, God made the light. From dust, he made man. Do you really know the ability of our God? That's why I decree upon your life now that anything that the enemy says is not possible for you shall become possible in the name of Jesus. You will connect to the awesome God, and every agenda of darkness for your life shall scatter in the name of Jesus. You will connect to this awesome God, and heaven shall suspend all activities and attend to your case in the name of Jesus. You will connect to this awesome God, and what they have been mocking you about shall become testimonies in the name of Jesus. Do you know the awesomeness and ability of this our God? Our God broke the long leg of Jacob. He buried Korah, Dathan, and Company alive. He buried Korah, Dathan, and Company Limited alive. God poured fire on Elijah's altar. God leopard Miriam's skin. God withered Jeroboam's hand. God turned Nebuchadnezzar to a lunatic. He made him a negative wonder. Do you really know the ability of this our God? I prophesy upon your life that the God of signs and wonders will arise and catapult you to your next level in the name of Jesus. Let your amen be loud and clear. Brother Lucky was kidnapped. The last thing he remembered was that he was inside a taxi cab, and he didn't remember anything again until he found himself in a forest of ritual killers. He saw them. He began to pray. As he began to pray, all their magic potion, whatever they were putting together, they were getting confused. So they warned him that he should stop whatever he was doing that was getting them confused. So he began to pray inside. As he prayed internally, they were still getting confused. They went to him and said, stop this prayer. What we ask you not to say loud, you are saying it inside. Brother Lokina decided, according to what he read in the Bible about Esther, that if I perish, I perish. He decided with a loud voice and began to speak in tongues. And there was plenty of confusion in that place. Everything went upside down. And a man in a white garment held his hand and began to lead him out through the forest. And by the time he would know where he was, he had been deposited back to Lagos from where he was kidnapped. Do you really know the ability of our God? Do you know the awesomeness of our God? Our God made a baby in a 90-year-old womb. That was Sarah. Right there at the headquarters now, we have recorded pregnancy and delivery of women of 62, 56, 54. Do you know the ability of our God? Do you really know the power of our God? Our God turned the Nile River to blood. Our God sank Jericho's wall. Our God flew Elijah out with chariot of fire airline. I ask again, do you really know the ability of our God? A man was brought to one of the crusades. He was paralyzed, couldn't move any of his limbs, but he was brought to this crusade. As he sat in the crusade ground and prayer started, something began to shoot out of his head. It was as flat as a ruler. He began to pull it out. And he pulled out a fully length ruler-like object. And by the time he pulled them out, he had started to use all his limbs. Who would have thought that the enemy would plant such things into the life of a man? Do you really know the ability of this God? Do you really know that he is the surgeon of surgeon, physician of physician, the one that heals without medicine? Do you know the ability of our God? Our God walked three men through the fiery furnace. Our God installed replacement eyeballs to the blind man. This man came to Jesus, and Jesus put his saliva in the sand and applied it to the eyes of the man, and a new set of eyes were created. Our God programmed the tongue of the dumb man, and the man began to speak classical Greek. Our God adjusted the legs of the crippled man. I ask you one more time at this prayer line, do you really know the awesomeness or the ability of our God? Do you really know the power and the awesomeness of our God? God put his spirit on Noah to foreknow the flood. The angels of God foreknew Isaac by name. His angel held the knife off the body of Isaac on Mount Moriah. His angels renamed Jacob to Israel. His spirit put dreams in Joseph's head. His spirit put promotion in Pharaoh's heart. Do you really know the awesomeness and the ability of our God? God's spirit spoke to Moses in a bush fire. God's angels visited death upon the Egyptian household. God provided light without electricity to light the way for Israel's night travels. The angels of God showed Joshua their battle plan. God's spirit showed Samuel the sins of priest Eli. God's spirit showed Samuel the thoughts of Saul's heart. God's spirit waited on David to arrive at Jesus' house when Samuel was there. God's spirit filled Solomon's temple with glory clouds. God's spirit revealed future things to Isaiah, Ezekiel, Daniel, and Micah. The angels of God guided Zechariah, Elizabeth, Mary, and Joseph. I ask again, do you really know the awesomeness and ability of our God? I decree upon your life that the power to connect to the awesomeness of the power of God will come upon you, 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 in the name of Jesus. I ask again, do you know the awesomeness and the ability of our God? One day, a man of God had a voice. He had the voice of God. And God said, son, take your Bible and hymn book. Go to the forest close by. Enter deep into that forest and stop where I ask you to stop. And bring out your hymn book. Sing about the love of God. Preach about the love of God and go home. This man of God, as crazy as he sounded, took the Bible, his hymn book, headed for the forest. When he got to the forest, he began to sing. Now let us all rejoice and sing. God is love, God is love. He started singing that song. As he sang, the echo of his voice came back to him. He actually laughed at himself. Then he began to preach from John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. He preached, his voice echoed back to him, and he shared the grace around him. He did not know the impact of what he did until he got to church in the evening and a man was giving a testimony. The man said, "This morning, I tried to commit suicide. I went to a forest to hang myself. But as I was about to hang myself, I heard a voice of singing about God's love in the forest. So I stopped to listen. And there was a sermon about God's love. After listening to this sermon, I decided I was not going to kill myself anymore. This is why I'm thanking God." The man of God was surprised, was shocked, and he was scared. Scared because if he had not listened to the instruction, the blood of this man would have been on his head. But happy because he listened to the instruction, I was able to save the soul of this man. Do you really know the awesomeness and the ability of our God? The star of Jesus shined for the wise men. His angels showed the shepherds the way. The Spirit of God discerned Andrew's name. The Spirit of God discerned Zechariah's desire. The Spirit of God discerned the Samaritan woman's sin. The Spirit of God foreknew Judas' betrayal. The Spirit of God foreknew Peter's denial. The Spirit of God foreknew Peter's shame. The Spirit of God foreknew Pilate's sentence. The angels of God announced his resurrection from the dead. The Spirit of God transfigured Jesus. The Spirit of God gave tongues at Pentecost. The Spirit of God unlocked the prison door for Peter, and his power brought earthquake. Do you really know the ability of our God? Listen and listen to me carefully. There is no spirit of any dimension that can equal or compete with the Spirit of God. There is no spirit of any dimension that can equal or compete with the Spirit of God. All spirits of God are greater in power and force than the power of Satan and his demons. Do you really know the ability of our God? One great mistake that Christians make is to verbalize their doubt. When you verbalize your doubt, you cancel your testimony, you cancel your miracle. You are going to command every faith killer in your life to die. You are going to command every power harming your faith to be disgraced. You are going to command every power that is against your faith to be put to shame. Do you really know the ability of our God? Do you really know the awesomeness of our God? Do you really know the power of our God? Do you really know that Jehovah is the King of Kings? Jehovah is the Lord of Lords. Jehovah is the only one who is worthy to be praised. Do you really know that one word from the Master will scatter every oppression? Do you really know that once the Almighty appears at your battlefront, your battle is over? Do you know the ability of our God? What do we need at this hour? We need violent faith. Violent faith. Can you say that 3 times? Violent faith. Violent faith. Violent faith. Violent faith is desperate faith. Violent faith is persistent faith. Violent faith sees that there is nothing beyond your ability. Violent faith cannot be threatened or intimidated by people. Violent faith will make efforts to cross any barrier standing in your way. Violent faith understands that God is an awesome and mighty God. Violent faith maintains a confrontational and persistent ability. Violent faith is holy expectancy, being filled with the spirit of expectancy. Violent faith is death to doubt. Violent faith is deaf to discouragement. Violent faith is blind to impossibilities. Violent faith knows nothing but success in God. Violent faith wins the war before the battle begins. Violent faith is non-negotiable faith. Violent faith reaches above the circumstances created by the enemy. Violent faith logic is not from earth, but it's from heaven. Violent faith looks to God instead of negative circumstances. Violent faith smiles when stormy seas is almost sinking the boat. Violent faith mocks the mockers who are bent on disgracing you. Violent faith subdues the roar of the lion that makes us to shake. Once you exercise this violent faith, the Lord God that dwelleth in Zion will appear in your situation. The Bible says, "But without faith, it's impossible to please him. For him that cometh to God must believe that he is, and is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him." You need to connect yourself to that violent faith. You need to connect yourself to that violent faith. Right there where you are, you are going to decree this prayer loud and clear. Decree it louder than anyone around you. Say, "I stand upon the word of God, protected by the blood of Jesus. I stand upon the word of God, protected by the blood of Jesus. I am authorized by his holy nature and empowered by the Holy Spirit. Let's say that again. I stand upon the word of God, protected by the blood of Jesus. I'm authorized by his holy name and empowered by the Holy Spirit. I receive and rebuke every single spiritual thief stealing from my life. I rebuke every single spiritual thief stealing from my life. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, begin to say this loud and clear now. O God of signs and wonders, manifest your power in my life. O God of signs and wonders, manifest your power in my life. O God of signs and wonders, manifest your power in my life. O God of signs and wonders, manifest your power in my life. O God of signs and wonders, manifest your power in my life. O God of signs and wonders, manifest your power in my life. O God of signs and wonders, manifest your power in my life. O God of signs and wonders, manifest your power in my life. O God of signs and wonders, manifest your power in my life. Oh God of signs and wonders, manifest your power in my life. Oh God of signs and wonders, manifest your power in my life. Oh God of signs and wonders, manifest your power in my life. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Say, by your name, Jah, arise and fight for me in the name of Jesus. Oh God, by your name, Jah, arise and fight for me in the name of Jesus. Oh God, by your name, Jah, arise and fight for me in the name of Jesus. Oh God, by your name, Jah, arise and fight for me in the name of Jesus. Oh God, by your name, Jah, arise and fight for me in the name of Jesus. Oh God, by your name, Jah, arise and fight for me in the name of Jesus. Oh God, by your name, Jah, arise and fight for me in the name of Jesus. Oh God, by your name, Jah, arise and fight for me in the name of Jesus. Oh God, by your name, Jah, arise and fight for me in the name of Jesus. Oh God, by your name, Jah, arise and fight for me in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Shout this again loud and clear. Oh God that doeth hard things, arise for my sake in the name of Jesus. Oh God that doeth hard things, arise for my sake in the name of Jesus. Oh God that doeth hard things, arise for my sake in the name of Jesus. Oh God that doeth hard things, arise for my sake in the name of Jesus. Oh God that doeth hard things, arise for my sake in the name of Jesus. Oh God that doeth hard things, arise for my sake in the name of Jesus. Oh God that doeth hard things, arise for my sake in the name of Jesus. Oh God that doeth hard things, arise for my sake in the name of Jesus. Oh God that doeth hard things, arise for my sake in the name of Jesus. Oh God that doeth hard things, arise for my sake in the name of Jesus. Oh God that doeth hard things, arise for my sake in the name of Jesus. Oh God that doeth hard things, arise for my sake in the name of Jesus. Makashete rabosoponde keyaboshende rabba. Deribosopola kayaboshente. I decree upon your life where you are that every arrangement of darkness against you shall be scattered in the name of Jesus. I decree upon your life that you begin to move inside the marathon of favor, a marathon of breaking in the name of Jesus. I decree upon your life right now that every serpent and scorpion of infirmity, of poverty is dead in the name of Jesus. I refuse in the name of Jesus to allow you to eat the bread of sorrow. I reject any water of affliction assigned against you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Shout this loud and clear. Divine explosion. Manifest in my breakthrough in the name of Jesus. Divine explosion, manifest my breakthrough in the name of Jesus. Divine explosion, manifest my breakthrough in the name of Jesus. Divine explosion, manifest my breakthrough in the name of Jesus. Divine explosion, manifest my breakthrough in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Glory be to your holy name. Makapoto setende keya bashanda. I prophesy upon your life that within the next 10 days, the Almighty will raise you to a height that will put all your enemies to shame in the name of Jesus. I prophesy upon your life that what you've never achieved in the past years, Basika Tonda, as a result of your connecting to this prayer line today, you shall achieve it by fire in the name of Jesus. The Holy Ghost will arise for your sake. His power will fill your spirit. His anointing will fill your soul in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.